Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, June the 27th, and you're listening to the big call. So thanks for tuning in wherever you're located. Thank you, SAP team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. We've had as many as 25,000 listeners in past calls, so we hope that's the case again tonight. But before we get started on the call, we want to go ahead and pray the call in. Let's all pray it in together, be in an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness as we pray it in together. Lord God, we thank you so much for what we have already, what we've been given, what we are looking forward to receiving, not for ourselves, but for our ability to help mankind and humankind around the globe. Thank you for everything that we have, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the clothes on our back, the places that we have for shelter, everything, our friendship with one another, and most of all, our relationship with you through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because it's in his name that we pray, amen and amen. Sue, we love hearing the teachings that you bring for us every Tuesday and Thursday night. And Bob and I and the rest of Big Call Universe are excited to hear what it is you found for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And I want to give a special shout out to a member of the pod, Mr. Doug. And he just has done so much incredible work transcribing our classes and pulling together the recordings. And I'd lost a class that I'll be talking about a little bit later on tonight, and I just want to thank him because he's so devoted and so pure-hearted. And I just want to thank you, Doug, for everything you've done. And this is also dedicated, as always, to everything that matters and to everyone that's listening to this call. See yourself the way God sees you. There was an experiment conducted in a high school in California. The principal told three teachers that they had been chosen to lead a new program because they were the highest rated, most effective teachers in the district. Out of the district, thousands of students, the top 90 students, were placed in three classes with these teachers. The teachers were told that they were to take the students with the highest IQ and most talent and teach them at a faster pace. The teachers and the students were so excited, knowing that they were the best and the brightest. At the end of the school year, these three classes had learned 30% more than the other students. They were 30% further along in math, reading, and science. It was a huge success. Then the principal informed the teachers that they had not actually had the top 90 students in the district. The students had been randomly chosen. The teachers felt really good about themselves, thinking that they had done such an awesome job and were so smart. Then the principal informed the teachers that they weren't actually the most effective teachers. They were randomly chosen out of a hat. The point is that when you tell yourself a different story, when you tell yourself that you're made in the image of God, you're going to see new levels of your destiny. When you tell yourself that you're smart, talented, favored, valuable, attractive, and wise, you start to see yourself the way God sees you and become who he says you are. The only thing that's holding some people back is the story they're telling themselves. I'm not that talented. I'm not as smart as my cousin. I can't run a business. I can't get the promotion no matter how hard I try. I can't do a big project to his addition. Who knows what you can do if you start seeing yourself differently? You may think this is funny, but ever since I started my ministry, every time I get up to speak, wherever I go, I think to myself, everyone here loves me. Everyone here thinks I'm great. I know that's being naive, that not everyone thinks that, but that's the story I tell myself. Do me a favor and leave me in my ignorance. That's a lot better than feeling insecure and intimidated and thinking, I don't think they're going to like me. They're not going to listen to me. I hope I'm not boring them. The story I tell myself is, you're anointed. You're favored. You're blessed. I don't say that arrogantly, but in humility. The story you need to tell yourself is, God breathed his life into me. I'm a masterpiece. I have something great to offer this world. I am powerfully and wonderfully made. You are wonderfully made. And so can all of us be if we listen to the wisdom in this teaching. And remember, to start telling yourself the story of who you are and surround yourself with people who are going to elevate who you think you are into your divine self and watch what happens. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's a good teaching, Sue. Thank you for that. That reminds me of something that if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. In other words, either way, you're right. How a man or a woman thinketh, so is he or she. So if you think you are a certain person or a certain way, just like the person said, I'd rather be in ignorance, believing everybody loves me, everybody thinks I'm great, let the person be in that. Let them think that, even though it may not be true. That's an amazing statement. For us to go forward believing certain things about ourselves and about other people, they may not be completely 100% true, but it puts us in a state where we're confident. And if we have the confidence to believe good things about ourselves, we can also believe good things about other people. I just think it's amazing that we can go forward with a concept so that we can actually believe all good things about other people. Inasmuch as it's possible, be at peace with all men and women. And some of that being at peace is thinking positively about them. Being, thinking positive thoughts about their future and about their being and about what they're accomplishing. And we can do all things according to what we've heard. We can do all things by Christ who strengthens us. So I think it's important that we realize that our only limitation is us. We are the only thing standing in the way of perfection in our own lives, of moving forward. We're the only thing that stands in the way of that. And when we make up our minds to say, no evil or weapon formed against me shall prosper, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, when we put that type of thinking in our spirit and in our mind, and let us reason together, God says, why can't we shape and reshape who we are? in Christ? Why can't we reshape our own future? Well, we can. That's the beauty of it. But it starts with us. It starts right here. It starts with us. And once we can see our way clear to that, there's no limitation. There's no limit to what we can do, who we can become, and what we can achieve. So I really enjoyed that teaching, Sue. I wish I could go on and on about it. But let's go to Bob and get Bob's version of this teaching tonight, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. That was really, really great. It's Thursday night, and here we are on the night of the debate, yet in this teaching, there really is no debate. Right? Mm. It started out with, you know, a vision of, you know, God's vision of us. What is it when God looks down at us? What is he thinking? He's thinking as he looks at each one of us, you know, my beautiful daughter, my beautiful son, my creation. And he wants us to be free. He wants us to be free of anxiety so that we can ultimately be really, really happy. And if we can imagine God looking down upon us, we can have great cause for celebration. And that's what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be celebrating God's essence within us. And, you know, as you were saying, Bruce, about belief, I think it was Henry Ford that said, you know, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, okay, yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it, right?
Mm.
But why not the opposite? It's like,
yeah.
I will see it when I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that you can be your divine self and start thinking about what that would be like, how much energy would you have as your divine self? And how peaceful would you feel? And how grateful would you feel for your creator and how connected to the creator? And then, Bruce, as you were saying, how confident? And if we can return the gaze, look up as God's looking down at us, and look up and open up our arms and open up our hearts to allow the full essence of God and all of his graces to enter into us and say and shout, I welcome you. I welcome you into my heart. In fact, I am you. And therefore, I am great. And I'm in paradox.
That's good, Bob. That's really beautiful. Yeah, I love that. It's good.
Very beautiful.
Sue, this was a really beautiful teaching that you found for us, Sue. Thank you again and again for providing this for us. And I love what Bob said, and I'd love to hear what you would say, Sue, about this teaching and what it says to you.
Well, it's so beautiful when it becomes a living. It becomes, we get a teaching, and that's the foundation, and then we color it, and we turn it into this, you know, in coloring, in filling of our different perspectives. And I'm going to start with what you said, Bruce, because as I was listening to you, I was thinking about what you were saying about how we can shape things. And that's what this teaching was about. It's beginning, and this is what I hope will come through as we go forward post-RV. We know now that our thoughts are incredibly powerful. And what Bob was showing, especially when he was talking about we are one with God, when you remove that separation and you become one with that power, then what I think the world really needs is God is, just like Bob was saying, flowing through us 24/7. But the world hasn't really trained us to see in a whole person way. So I know for myself, I know for a lot of people, the journey has been moving into greater 360-degree wholeness. So I know people that like excelled in what they were doing, but they, because they were excelling in just that and not looking at their health and like how they were doing that, it ended up not being as complete as God would want it to be. And so to me, see yourself the way God sees you. I'm going to add a special little slant to that that's based on what you said, Bruce, and it's based on what Bob said, and that is, how can I look with complete compassion and reverence at my life to see what could become more whole so I can live the fulfillment, the wholeness that God sees for me? So if you have a pattern or you're going through something, you've got to see, what is that pattern actually telling you? If we're not doing well, it's a pattern in our consciousness. It's not something happening to us. It's how energy is moving through us. And it's to understand that God is trying to, you're getting these symptoms to show you that paradise can be in you. It's in the way, it's on the way to you, but you're stepping into more wholeness. So having God see you is you seeing yourself, consistently seeing yourself, practicing seeing yourself with that beautiful paradise ideal vision, and like practicing that every day. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. It's always good to get all three of our viewpoints and how we see the teaching and what we glean from it. Appreciate that very much. And hopefully Big Call Universe was able to enjoy that just like we did. I'm sure they did. So Sue, being Thursday night, I know one prayer request we have, and with your permission, I'd like to pray for that one.
Sure, I'll read it and you can pray for it.
Okay, there we go.
So here we go. Let's everyone just enter into the space of your heart and let your mind come out of your mind and into your heart. And just notice the difference when you rest your attention in your heart and you hold the space open and you pray for these people that we're going to present to you from the space of your heart. And here's our first. And this is from Pastor Scott. I couldn't be here Tuesday. I had two more strokes. Wow. Fell and hit my head. I'm still in the hospital. Will be going to inpatient skilled nursing facility. The praise is I'm still alive. Please pray for me. Be blessed. So take it away, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Pastor Scott, when I heard Sue read this to me this afternoon, my heart sank. And we know that he that is with us is greater than he who is in the world, referring to Satan. And even though Satan's trying to take you out and has tried with all these strokes and falls and different things, we know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we know that if you continue to wear if you continue to wear the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of salvation, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, gird your loins, that you can resist the fiery darts of the evil one. And I trust that you are doing that. I know that you are. I trust that you are continually in prayer, not only for yourself, but for others. And it's time we pray for you. And it's time we lift you up as a man of God who is doing the best that he can for you, meaning for the Lord and for the kingdom of God, which is at hand. We thank you that Jesus paid the price on the way to the cross for our healing. The scripture says, by his stripes we are healed and made whole, as another translation puts it, and made whole. So we believe you are already healed and made whole and completely restored from head to toe. And we know that that name, which is above every name, the name of Yeshua, or Jesus as we refer to him, that name is above any stroke, any head trauma, any disease that we can name on this earth. And we thank you that we have the name of Jesus that we can use to declare his promises, to declare his word. And we thank you that you are the healed of the Lord. And the Bible says, let the healed of the Lord say so. I'm saying so. You're saying so. Sue and Bob are saying so. All of Big Call Universe is saying that you are the healed of the Lord. And we expect nothing but good reports to come out from here on out. We have a God that we serve that's a miracle-working God still. Miracles did not stop in New Testament times. They never stopped and they never will. But we thank you that you are a miracle in progress, that you are coming around and being restored day by day. And that's what we want to hear and see in your life, as a testimony of God's love and a testimony to your faith. Because it's in Jesus' name that we say all of these things. Amen and amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful, Bruce. And we love you, Pastor Scott. Keep talking, because I'm having to reset something to get up the next Big Call Ministry.
Well, Pastor Scott, you let us know how you're progressing. Let us know what else we can do. Obviously, we can pray for you continually. The Bible says pray constantly, or pray without ceasing, or pray continually. You know what that means is stay in conversation with God throughout the day. Stay in conversation. Keep in touch with God. He wants to hear from us. And he wants to hear from us out loud when we pray, by the way. You can pray silently to yourself, but God really likes things to be spoken into existence. Speak out loud. Doesn't mean you shout it from the rooftops, but just speak to him and let him know you're there. And let him know that you love him, and we praise God. We thank you for him. We thank God, and we thank God that we have an opportunity to pray for others like Pastor Scott. So I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about your healing. I'm excited about whatever will come up and happen in your life as we step into our newest paradigm after this RV goes. It's going to be good, very good. Sue, do you have it ready to bring up now?
I do.
Okay.
So thank you, Bruce. And now we're going to move on to Helen Keller. Helen Keller. Jeannie's beautiful. I know. I was just like deep and looking for it. And Jeannie's beautiful prayer request formula.
Okay.
Helen Keller Day, Thursday, June 27th, celebrating the life and achievements of Helen Keller, who overcame blindness and deafness. National Sunglasses Day, Thursday, June 27th. That's funny. Thank you for your understanding. I got another person, Mr. Randall, that sent me the National Sunglasses Day. Now I understand. Grab your best sunglasses and make waves at the pool, beach, or walking down the street. Not that we're looking at meaningful things.
No.
Oh.
I wore mine today.
Hey, can you imagine going, hey, do you know it's National Sunglasses Day? That would be funny.
Right?
Wimbledon, I know. Wimbledon Friday, June 28th, a London-based event takes place on grass, the only Grand Slam event to do so. National Climate Smart Skin Awareness Day. They say that beautiful skin requires commitment, not a miracle. Let's take care of it. Yep. Not going to be out on boats in Florida, I'll tell you that. Without a lot of sunscreen. National Camera Day, Saturday, June 29th. Focus on how cameras have made telling our stories easier than ever. Hug Day, Saturday, June 29th. They help fend off illnesses. A study published by Science found that lots of hugging leads to less severe illness symptoms. Today, we pray to our Father for the following, for all the leaders and millions of listeners on the big call, for their health and finances, for Pastor Scott and Bruce's health movement, for all the people affected by hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, also praying for med beds to be available very soon for everyone, RV blessing and social security increases, blessings, and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a great weekend and stay safe.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good, Sue. And thank you, Jeannie, for that. That's really good. Apropos, when is National Hug Your Kitty Cat Day? Does that count for tomorrow, too?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
I think it's Hug Anything and Ask Permission.
Hug Anything and Anybody.
You want ask permission, though. It's, you don't want to be a boundary violator.
Yeah, really, with permission. The other thing, Sue, do you realize what Jeannie was saying was that Wimbledon starts tomorrow?
I know.
Wow. Thank you, Jeannie. I wasn't quite up to speed on
that. I know.
Sue and I both love to watch Wimbledon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, good, good. Any other prayer requests,
that's
Sue?
It.
Anything else?
Okay. That's it.
Good. That's enough. Thank you for that. And as we work into your segment, Sue, tell us what you have on deck with your new course. And
got our new course, and we have an exciting, yes,
new,
we have an exciting, exciting new opportunity.
Yes,
a sparkly, shining, amazing. What makes it amazing is that it's about everybody on this call, whether they realize it or not, is about to enter into a whole new learning atmosphere and experience on so many different levels. It's going to be learning about wealth. It's going to be learning about other people going through transition. It's going to be about learning about great changes in the way our societies are structured, the way we let go of outdated patterns and institutions and beliefs. Imagine what's going to happen to most people when they find out that some of their most revered, iconic celebrities, institutions, really just take a second and think, when everything that you've been, maybe for your whole life, is going to be revealed to have been, I could say it gently, inaccurate. But I have a feeling it's going to come out as a very strong reversal. A reversal. And it's kind of like, you know, learning that Santa Claus wasn't real, something that you hold precious and dear. So we are approaching, in our upcoming class, which I'll get to in a minute, our 148th class. And Bruce and I were talking, and he was saying, you know, what about bringing out some additional classes out of that 148. So for 1 week, 1 week only, we're going to be offering two new classes. And why did I pick these two classes? It's called Super Sovereigns of the Heart 1 and Super Sovereign of the Heart 2. And this is a class that I think people are going to find incredibly thrilling, because you're going to be able to listen to this class and learn and practice six character strengths, the most studied universal qualities that will make you a great being, and then also help you to own where your innate strengths already in existence. And what makes it thrilling is the fact that by listening to this, you're going to get a surge of confidence, and you're going to be able to strengthen something that's probably never ever been directed at you, which is, do you know that you have wisdom? Do you know that you have courage? Are you aware of the different ways you show up and do these things? And you're going to get literally four classes, so a total of eight classes to ground you in the depth of your character strengths. And this is coming out of the number one, 30 million people are studying virtues in action. So it's two courses that are designed to make it really powerful. If you're a person that wants to deepen into and see and reflect and practice what is going to make you great in Christ, a meditation that's designed to build in these higher qualities, to get the right feelings and thoughts and behaviors that go beyond, you know, just making little things good. This is about really strengthening the you that you need to be in Christ so that you are that person that God sees you to be. So it's super sovereign of the heart. You can just put S-S-O-H. And the reason why you'd be, wow, I can't wait to have it, is it's different from the bundle. It's just $200. You're going to get eight different classes. And what makes it so powerful is by just listening, you could extend this out for 3 years. But what you're investing in is the deepest research on character and how to build that into your brain and nervous system, and hearing people talk about and discover and reflect, wow, we've never had a course like this. Wow, this was really interesting. It was thought of as one of our more transformational courses. And so if you're a person that's sitting there and saying, I'd like to be the designer of my greatest self, where do I start? How do I take whatever I'm doing in church or wherever I'm trying to grow my best self with meaning, then this is absolutely, Super Sovereigns of the Heart is getting you right with yourself, getting you grounded in yourself, and really deepening and making it thrilling. This is thrilling stuff when you get to be thinking about it deeply and becoming it every single day when you take this course. So to get it, all you have to do is send us an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com, and put in Super Sovereign of the Heart. So put SSOH, 200, just $200. And what you're going to get, what does this do? Why would you want to spend $200 on this? Because if you develop how to see yourself in the way that God sees you and your character, and you can take stock, what is that going to do to your confidence? How is that going to change your identity and your self-concept? How are you going to be able to own, strengthen, and be powerful knowing that your character is right in one of the most advanced studies on character that there is in the world? It's very, very powerful. So if you want to get grounded and be authentically in your power, this Super Sovereigns of the Heart is the way to practice it, to model it, to learn it, and to give that to yourself. So we're very, very excited. You're going to learn to see your gifts as God does. You're going to be able to own your qualities, and you're going to be able to appreciate and celebrate a deep sense of gratitude for how God is moving through you. It's a really, really amazing course. And then, that's for people that don't want to be joining us for the next class that starts tomorrow, which is Full God Yes. And why am I particularly excited about this? Two nights. And it's going to combine three different, very powerful tools and technologies. Number one, we're going to be working with some new music that's based, and Bob's going to love this, that's based on gamma brainwaves and ultra-high gamma brainwaves. And if you don't know what that is, gamma brainwaves are super fast oscillating brainwaves that occur when you're in your highest states of learning, peak performance, engagement. They literally knock out noise because you're in such a coherent state. And so, Oh God, Yes, is a new system we developed so that you're going to learn to be in your unique ability, your ability to be, do the things that so fascinate you and so excite you. That's the promise of the RV. Fascinating and exciting to you. And you're going to know that by the music and the practice, the neuroplastic meditation we're going to do, that's going to put you in that state so that all that stuff that you don't like to do, that you think is a normal part of life, as a sovereign being, you're not going to have to do that anymore. Full God Yes is a class that's going to show you how are you going to bring people that love what they're doing and fascinated by what they're doing and designing what they love to do and helping other people, creating a design in your life so that you're going to be focusing on the things that you are gifted in. That's where, see, it kind of comes out of super sovereigns of the heart. You can't be messing around with stuff just because you're used to doing it. We can't be messing around with stuff just because that's the way we used to do it. We have to innovate. We have to be doing the things that fascinate us, that we want to make better, that we want to improve, that light us up. That's how you create a new world. So we're going to have a special metric, a special system that we'll be introducing. And we're going to show you how to bring full God Yes people onto your team. And it's going to surprise you with things like, you can't have full God Yes if you habituate it. That's a huge insight. So we're bringing these neuroscience insights. And Bruce saw this. You're going to be required to watch a video. Do you realize that when they study people that go on vacation, that vacation only gets really good after about the 43rd hour because the brain takes a while to get into like a rhythm and connect everything. And then, but this is going to apply to the way people work, the way people do things. When you have all the money in the world, you better have, you better find some things to be in your full God Yes, and you better be paying attention to how you design that with and for people. Because why do people want to hang out with you when they're not in scarcity or they're not in this or they're not in that? After the 43rd hour, when you go on vacation, the next thing that happens is when people have first, oh, it was my first sip of this. Oh, it was my first swim in the pool. Oh, it was my first whatever. It's kind of like new relationship energy. Full God Yes is going to teach you how to create, without having being a novelty junkie, how to create the kind of excitement. We call it sublime thrill, the kind of excitement but calm that you're going to need to sustain your partnerships, but to keep it fresh. Full God Yes is like, wow, I feel thrilled and serene. It's a serene thrill. That's where we're moving. full God yes is a serene, sometimes ecstatic thrill. And you're going to learn how to get that into your partnership, your relationship, and how to get it into your team. Because you better believe there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff happening out there, and you can't have a team that's same old, same old. If you're taking away the money, you've got to be building learning experiences for people. You've got to have things that keep it fresh. You've got to be able to keep people engaged. And through Full God Yes and this course, it's only 2 days, two nights, sorry, it's 2 days, you're going to learn the secret for building that in first to you and into your team in just two nights. Cost is $100. It starts tomorrow night at 7:25. All you have to do to register is send an email, FGY! And just put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Cash App. And who wants to take this class? The people that want to move out of a habituated, dull, dreary, not very exciting, not very happy way of living and life. And they want to get their spark back, they want to get their wisdom back, and they want to be able to bring that into and create projects and experiences for people that will create lasting engagement. That's who it's designed for. If you want to make sure you can attract people and keep people with you, you want to be in this class. Full God Yes. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's really terrific. I love the name of the class, Full God Yes. I like that it's two nights, that it's Friday and Monday nights, 7:25 p.m. Eastern. And I like the fact that you have a new offering about sovereignty of the heart. That's going to be great. A lot of people will take advantage of that for the $200.
They're both designed to create powerful breakthrough and lasting change and get it so it sticks, get it so it's deep, and get it so it's exciting to experience. That's why I get excited about it. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you, Sue. That's wonderful there. And can't wait to see how that comes together for you. That's going to be great. That's exciting. So let's swing on over to Bob's neck of the woods. And let's see, Bob. We think we finished up the one sale on Boomer Boost. Do we have another sale in the offing now, Bob, about collagen?
Yeah,
vitamin
we
C?
Do. Yeah,
all right.
We do. Yeah,
we've got testimonials and everything
on
else.
Sale. Yeah, we put both products on sale, Bruce, starting early this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 25% off sale. And the reason we did it is we've been getting a lot of questions. Lots of people call to talk to us at the office, and some stop by. And recently, we had a lot of inquiries, when will you put collagen on sale? And so that's why we have it on sale, from listening to the people that use it or want to use it and want to wait till it goes on sale. And so it is now 25% off with vitamin C. The reason is that vitamin C is really important in the synthesis of collagen protein, and collagen is made in your body, and there's a genetic code for making many different types of collagen, and Collagen is the most prominent protein in the whole human body. And when it's in the process of getting assembled, the peptides are being assembled into the protein, vitamin C is a really important part. Vitamin C helps in that process of the creation of collagen. So we put both of them on sale at the same time. You can buy them individually if you want to, but we recommend you get them together. And we do have some testimonials, Bruce, this, and a few of them came in about Boomer Boost. This one came in yesterday. The person said, I look forward to this every morning. I'm addicted. And if you're going to be addicted, you might as well be addicted to something healthy, right?
That's right.
Fruits and vegetables, good fats, Boomer Boost. Here's another one. I have been taking Boomer Boost for a few years. I try not to be out, as I can feel the lack of it in my body. That's why I try to take advantage of the sales. I love Boomer products. This is another one about Boomer Boost. This one talks about the big call. I love the Boomer Boost product, and I have more energy when I use it. I also appreciate all the information I learn while listening on Big Call Universe. Thank you so much.
It's really good, Bob.
Here's
really
one
good.
About our probiotics. This came in 2 hours ago.
Okay.
I have tried different probiotics over the years, and this is one of the best ones. I highly recommend trying it. And, you know, those testimonials all came in since Tuesday, Bruce.
Yep.
And there was one other one, and this one is on our website. It's a testimonial about someone that uses collagen, and it's on the collagen page. It says, I was skeptical, but I decided to try the collagen for several months. I've noticed a lot of things. My face is no longer sunken tight and drawn when I arise.
Wow.
It's decidedly smoother, plumper, and more elastic, much more elastic. I noticed the biggest difference on my cheeks initially and then on my neck. I do look different. I add AM only, okay, so not quite written exactly how I could read it, but basically what you're saying, he's only waking up once during the night now and sleeping very soundly.
Oh,
I'm needing less of my chelated mineral supplement. My skin in general is smoother. I hardly require lotion. I am quite impressed.
Ah, good.
And Bruce, you know, it's a really great thing to be able to have a powder that you can mix in a glass of water and drink it. And it's scientifically produced to have all of the different peptides that are needed to create collagen. Because in the past, people got a lot of those peptides from having soups and stews where they would add all the parts of an animal. The tendons and the organs and all that, and the bones.
I see.
And it was that way that people tended to have strong bones and to have stronger joints and to have younger skin and hair and nails and better digestion as well. And in the modern day, we don't really eat that way anymore. We have a lot of processed foods and fast foods. And even when we try to eat healthy, it's hard because we're not really living close to the farm. And if we go to the farmer's market, it's got a lot of good food there, but not necessarily are you going to get, you know, the type of thing you need for collagen unless you're getting bone broth.
Right.
And
right.
So now
right.
it's really great to have a simplistic way to get what you need because our bodies really are made up primarily of collagen. Our joints and all of our connective tissues, tendons, and ligaments, everything that holds us together, our fascia, connective tissues that hold us together so we can ambulate and move around and do things, play golf and tennis and basketball and dancing. All those things are only possible because of collagen. And a significant portion of our body is collagen. And so we need to consume a lot of the components. We need the vitamin C to be able to remain vibrant and have our joints be lubricated so we have freedom of motion and to feel and look young as we get older. And when we feel and look younger, we tend to be more enthusiastic. We want to get out and about and do things. And life is generally more enjoyable in that state rather than allowing yourself, you know, to get old and crumbly because you're producing less and less collagen as you age. And so it's a great thing that we have this opportunity that manufacturers can make this for us to our specifications, purify it, and make sure it's really great. And so if you want some collagen, a great price right now. There's a limit of 2, Bruce.
Okay, 2 canisters.
2 collagen, 2 vitamin C. And if you want to see more testimonials, go on to our website, click on individual products, click on collagen, or click on the sale page and click on collagen. Scroll down, you can see dozens and dozens and dozens more testimonials about collagen.
Wow, terrific.
You'll just have to keep on clicking show more.
Mm-hmm.
It's you probably won't be able to read all of them unless you're really dedicated.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce.
Okay, Bob.
And Can I
just interrupt? I almost forgot.
You have something, Sue? Okay.
Yeah, that I sent to Bob. I don't know whether he saw his text, but I sent to his email, and it's a testimonial for you, Bruce, for Bob, and for the speaker. Did you see it, Bob?
And for you.
I totally spaced out on it.
Well, so. I wondered if you had something about that. I asked you about that earlier, Sue.
Yep.
Bob, do you see that email?
Hang on 1 second. I'm bringing that email up. I had a different email up on the screen.
Roger that.
There you go.
Okay. And were you able to read the text that I sent to you for the background, Bob? But maybe not. Doesn't matter.
No.
Okay.
I can in a second, though.
Okay.
Are you wanting Bob to read this, Sue?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was nice because it was very elevated testimonial.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, big call.
Good. Cool.
Yes.
I read the text.
Okay.
He's not supposed to read the text out loud.
He's supposed to read the testimonial.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Testimonial, yeah.
So it says, "Hello, Sue. I wanted to send this to the three of you. If you would be so kind, please forward this to Bruce and Bob for me. I would like to express my sincere gratitude and thanks to each of you. Listening to the vast amount of wisdom and entertainment you three have shared has been invaluable to me, but also I speak for many who would feel the same. For Bruce, your year after year journey has shown a level of commitment, genuine caring for people, and love of our Lord that is nothing short of amazing. Thank you. Bob, as a loyal customer, I love your products and health discussions. What strikes me most about you is that you have built an organization that is, simply put, the best company I have ever encountered. Your people, your team, and your organization's delivery of joy with each encounter I have experienced exceeds any possible expectation or hope. Congratulations and well done. Sue, thank you, and I have run many big businesses. So much of what you have taught were topics with which I was familiar. What you have taught me, however, is a way of looking at them very differently and with a better perspective. And while learning this, I got the bonus of learning a completely different, better way to live that transforms me. Thank you again. So I close this with a big and hearty thank you all, Brian.
Oh, that was from Brian?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Pretty nice.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's a beautiful, beautiful statement, Brian. Thank you for that. I'm glad you thought of it, Sue.
Yeah.
Bring that to Bob and for Bob to read it. Yep.
Yeah. I almost botched it, but yeah. That beautifully read.
So you know what they say. There's no sense in not leaving it till the last minute.
That's it.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
That's
yeah.
right. Exactly. Well, thank you, Sue. And thank you, Bob, for reading that. And thank you, Brian, for writing that. And I know it's heartfelt. That's wonderful. Thank you for that so much. Bob, let's tell everybody, before we get into Intel, how to get in touch with your website. They go to bigcalluniverse.com. When they see our homepage, they'll see a banner that says Boomers. At the top, they click on that banner. It's a direct link to your website. Click on it, go right into Bob's site, and you'll be able to see the products that are on sale, which right now is collagen and vitamin C at 25% off. Limit 2 bottles each per person. Okay, that's a really cool deal and a good sale. And then if you're interested in calling for any reason, for information about the circulation mat, anything at all, the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So keep that in mind. And I guess really, we're set to go right into the Intel segment, Bob.
All right.
So this
12
is,
minutes after.
Let's 12 after 10. Okay. Let's do this. This is not a long segment. Intel has become relatively hard to get. It is quiet in most places due to gag orders and NDAs, people that have been told to shut up and not say anything. However, all of this information from tonight, all of it is coming from Iraq directly. And we have some sources there that got in touch with us yesterday and again today. And the yesterday information was that one of our sources was at the Baghdad International Airport and was able to use his credit debit card. This is an Iraqi citizen. Was able to use his credit debit card to not only obtain lower denominations from the ATM, but also purchase airline tickets in the ATM, which I didn't know you could do. But he was able to do that. And, of course, for him to be able to do that, he did have a rate, and he was able to be successfully able to transact business in Iraq on the Iraqi dinar. And that's really a very cool thing. Now, the other piece of information came today, also from Iraq, from a source in Fallujah, and this source was saying that we would have the Iraqi budget, 2024 budget, in the Gazette over this weekend. That would be Saturday or Sunday. Now, many of you might have seen that they're planning major celebrations in Iraq on Sunday. That does not surprise me. That's the last day of this month. And the 1st of July is Monday. And this is where intel stops, in my opinion, takes over. We've had intel, some of it has been good and fairly accurate, and some of it has not. We have not had the timing right on, we've got rates. Oh, don't worry about that. I know what the rates are. But we do not have the timing for when the notifications would come out. We've been told this week we'd have notifications Monday. We were told Tuesday. We were told Wednesday. We were told Thursday. And then we went back to the sources that gave us this information, and they rechecked and rechecked with their sources, and they apologized and said, nope, it's going to be the last 3 days of this month. Well, the last 3 days of this month are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So, mea culpa, I'm sorry that the intel I've put out has been wrong. I hate that. You guys know I hate to put out intel that doesn't come true. I hate it. And I want to put out the most accurate, real information that I can do. You guys know that's my heart. You know that's what I've wanted to do ever since the very beginning of the big call. So, the newest, latest report is last 3 days of this month, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. This should be a bang-up weekend for us. Iraq's planning to celebrate great guns on Sunday, and we've got the 1st of July on Monday. My opinion, is it possible we'll get notified in the next 3 days and actually exchange starting Monday? Nothing ever happens on Monday, but maybe Monday the 1st, after Iraq has already celebrated Sunday, after the budget's already been put in the Gazette over the weekend. I don't know. I'm just wondering. Is that essentially the beginning of Nasara? Do we have a new USN that has been out and traded, but do we have it at the banks as a foldable currency we put in our pockets? Do we have that on Monday? See, this is where it's a little bit dark. We don't have that information. We don't know. Now, we also hear that, you know, President Trump is due to return between the 1st and the 5th of July. We'll see. We've heard other dates that he was supposed to be back. We've heard that the Supreme Court with Justice Clarence Thomas has reversed the 2020 elections. That was over a month ago. And we haven't heard it, but he did it. And we've heard that President Trump's, what would we call it, sentences on those 34 indictments were overturned last week by Clarence Thomas. When are we going to find out about that? When does that come out? They're looking for the right moment to bring that out. I can't tell you if it's this week, if it's this weekend, or whether it's later in the month of July. We can forget about R&R this month, and we can forget about Social Security increases in the month of June. So we're going to defer to July. We don't know specifically that's when it's going to happen yet. So we'll leave that one out there. If I can get, and we have another call, which I hope we don't, but if we do have another call, I'll hopefully be able to let you guys know if that's the plan for July. I would say it probably is, but again, I don't see R&R or increase in social or anything happening until, one, the RV takes place, and NASARA is announced, because that is all part of NASARA. We need NASARA to be known to the American people. By the way, the contract rate on the dinar went up again, a little over dollar today. Still in really good shape, and they will offer it to you if you are a U.S. citizen. Just saying. That's going to count for something. President Trump wanted to make sure that American citizens were treated well. That's one example. So I guess what I'm saying is we can't tell. They don't want us to know when this thing is actually going to go. But the information we're getting out of Iraq, the guy that told us, that was using the ATM that had that was able to purchase airline tickets through it, he said our time will come in a couple of days, in a couple more days. And I think he's probably right on the money. It could very well be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And it could be a start on Monday the 1st. Start of a new quarter. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. At this point, guys, we're done chasing it. At this point, it's time to let it come to us and just welcome it when it arrives. We're that close. Okay? So let's pray the call out. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Big Call Universe out there around the globe. Thank you, Satellite Team, SAT Team, for hooking us up all over the globe, letting people hear this call in their own language 3 seconds after I speak it in English. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. And Lord God, we just want to thank you for everyone out there, Big Call Universe, that's tuned in, many of whom have tuned in for the last 13 years. And we thank you for it. Thank you that everybody receives the blessing that is so big and so great for us to have, that we would be great stewards of it. Give us a good night's sleep tonight and a great weekend for things to happen for us, that we would keep an eye on our emails, set our appointments, and then begin exchanges. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our lives. Thank you for healing Pastor Scott. Thank you for anyone else who needs healing. Let the healing come according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks everybody so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we look forward to maybe another call or maybe not another call, but just an ability to stay in touch with you by email. Okay? So everybody have a great night and weekend. Good night.